This intro left intentionally blank.
So you can kind of see basically how to get into the ship now.
I see how to get in there.
That's fine. We don't have to, though.
Come on, Bear. I don't want to. If we get hurt in there, we'll eat your berries.
Oh, okay.
So you're going into the ship?
We're gonna stealthily go in.
You're dead.
Oh my god. No, fuck. Oh
well. That was the adventure. That's it.
That's it.
It was like going into the outhouse.
Yeah.
The
door's locked on the conch. It's like fuck.
You did that. You're all
dead. We're all dead.
Level up.
I'm joking. You're not all dead.
Oh. The ultimate level up.
you got
he's leveling up in the sky now.
Something. I don't know. Now it's
like, I feel like there was a left ear. Thrust at us, and then
I don't know what it was.
Fuzzy. I didn't care for the thrusting.
The deck is
five. Ready for the
you have to be ready. I was not prepared for thrusting.
Yeah,
is this amateur
go
hour?
Fast, go hard. That's my motto.
You're not ready.
Go hard, go home. Yeah. Yeah.
Till it's over.
Play video games.
I just do the last one.
Just go home.
Just go home and play video games. I know
I'm not making a difference here.
Is
it going to happen? You can probably do this on your own. I'll see.
Yeah, you're going to have a better time without me.
Yeah.
I bought you a Tesla dildo.
Tesla. Oh, it broke.
Yeah, sharp edges.
It's got AI in it.
It's got sharp edges, yeah.
Wait, a Tesla? Did you say Tesla dildo?
Yes.
Be amazing.
Wow. A cyber dildo.
Doesn't do anything it says it's supposed to.
Yeah. You have to charge it a lot.
It is bulletproof, though, which is weird. The deck is 5 feet above the valley floor and covered with fresh snow. Mounted to the deck is a ballista covered in ice. At the back of the deck, a double door.
A double door made of chitin and iron
is tucked under two higher decks, the lower of which has another ballista mounted at the top.
Can we look at that ballista?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you do a...
There's no flexibility there.
No, it's actually, you don't need to do any checks. You realize that it's broken and inoperable, both of them.
This won't work anymore.
It's good.
Well, we don't have to worry about that shooting at us then.
A candelabra?
All right, so there's double doors.
Huh?
So let's go open the door.
You will need to roll a athletic check.
Why?
Well, that's probably Smiter gets a 5.
I definitely don't have athletics. Yeah.
You might beat it.
What now?
Well, athletics check.
Athletics.
You beat a 5.
Athletics plus 2.
Plus 6.
Oh, no, plus 5.
Oh, okay. Can she help me?
Sure. All right. You roll with an advantage.
Nat 20.
Okay. You
damn.
Slam the doors open.
Wow.
Something like that.
Sounded like thrusting.
As soon as you do, you see that there are three. They look like tiny little squid men.
Eldritch Blast.
Oh my god! Hold on, I'm not even done telling you what's there.
We're friendly. Boom.
So
things that are different.
And you also see what looks like a stitched together monster.
Well, that's not a good description.
No,
I should say a stitched together man-shaped
horrifying thing.
Horrifying thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
don't think this is where Jimmy lives. We should leave.
From a non-game perspective, think of like
Frankenstein.
Yeah, like except horror, much more horrifying and naked.
Oh, God.
Do they immediately look aggressive? Are they just looking at us?
Are they just?
You kind of interrupted them. They were the little guys were like fucking around with him, like pushing him and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And then you know as soon as the door slammed open, they heard it.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
Roll for initiative.
Knew it. Those are not good initiatives.
I lost my hex too.
Is the monster large?
18.
Is the monster large?
Can you give me a second?
He likes to think he is.
Is the monster large?
Oh wait, no, I still have hex. It's concentration up to an hour.
Nice. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's been an hour.
No, it's
been over way over an hour. You guys took your time.
We didn't take that long.
Yeah, it took an hour and 1 minute to get that door open.
I cast See Invisible Things.
Oh, smart.
Anytime you're in our room.
You should always go into a room and cast and See Invisible Things. So bitter.
You were in and now you're out.
All right. So tell us how this looks.
So there's they're about 15 feet away from you. Mm-hmm. The little guys are closer than the thing.
So I'm sorry, how many little guys are there? You said they're about 15 feet away.
Yeah, there's three of them.
And then how far away is the big thing?
The big thing is right behind them, like 5 foot behind, because they open turn around.
Okay.
Smiter rolled an 11.
Hold on.
Talk. Smiter rolled 11.
Can you shut up?
What did Smiter roll?
11.
Say it again.
Please stop.
11.
All right, so 11 for Smiter.
Man.
So he's gonna go and hang himself.
He's crying. He's doing it.
Would you be upset if Big D hanged himself tonight?
Yeah.
In your house,
I'd be pissed. So you gotta clean it up.
He probably took his pants off first.
God,
so
I'd have
everywhere.
To move
the
like,
shit
the whole thing. I'd be so pissed.
Why did he take his pants off? He didn't have to do that part.
No, that would have been autoerotic exercise.
Okay.
Looks like we're being bookended.
Okay. No, well, not yet. I'm just waiting for you, the rest of you to...
18.
Oh, I'm going to guess that Rayan is last.
14.
Smiter got 11. I don't know why Barry is behind him.
Why am I behind him, stupid?
There you go.
So bitchy.
And what did Rang it?
Oh.
Four?
You got a four?
Yeah.
So did I. Roll off.
Oh.
You
don't,
or you can just pick. I mean, you get...
See when.
Okay.
Okay, it's fine.
There you go.
Okay.
Damn, I thought for sure I was last.
So,
Oh, my God.
See what I'm talking about? Oh, my God. I'm keeping that
so
in.
So rude.
All the time.
Keeping that in the podcast.
Okay. What, pig fucker?
Is that Big Bean's new name?
I thought we agreed it was a spit fucker.
So the,
Spit roast.
Roast. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So the little thing...
Spit fucker.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Yeah. Somebody's just banging that wooden rod that easily hangs over a fire.
Spit fucker! Or receiving the rod.
Ooh.
Breaks the skin.
Oh my God. All right, so the they're going to go up to whoever's in front.
It's either Smiter or Val.
Okay. Oh, okay, this is an interesting question. They have brains, right?
I don't know.
I think they do.
They would have to have some sort of thinking part of them, right?
Right, because they can be affected by psionics.
Yeah.
So okay. So then I'm gonna say they have. What is it? You use green 1, 2, and 3 again.
Yeah.
And what?
And then purple 1 for the big guy.
Okay. All right. So he is going to try and extract your brain.
Squishy.
Who is?
The forehead.
No. Who is though?
The little squid leg. Things.
Oh my God! They can
so they ran up to us, all three of them.
They all ran up to you, yeah. The other one's going to also try and extract your brain.
Okay,
we'll just say they ran straight forward.
That was a miss. And does a 14 hit?
Neither of us.
All right, so that didn't do anything. It's Barry's turn.
Barry, do something! They're trying to take my brain.
Please
stop. There's not much to take.
My brain.
Barry doesn't have a brain.
That's true. I don't have a brain. You like that, bitch? Alright.
I wouldn't use up all our spells in one go here. I feel like there's probably worse things for us.
Oh, I can't do that anyway. That wouldn't have worked. I would have retconned that because that would have been really bad. But
I'm gonna cast.
They still missed.
I'm gonna cast a acid splash right here, so I can get 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Each creature in the sphere must succeed a dexterity saving throw. It's going to be 14.
Is it a 10-foot radius? What is it?
5 foot.
Missed. Made it. Missed it. Jesus.
You dropped something.
And then 1d6 damage.
Oh. Hope you're...
Five. Five acid damage.
To all of them?
Whoever missed it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I bought them. I'm going to use them.
Okay. It is...
Val's
turn.
Smack the little shits.
And now it's gone. Now it's gone. In case you decide to use... I'm gonna... I don't have a lot of spell slots left. I'm basically carrying this team.
11,
12. So use all your spell slots, please.
Yeah, you hit.
You're gonna be useless by if you don't have any spells.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just doing cantrips right now.
Mm-hmm. Was Acid Splash a cantrip?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, 15.
Nice.
Oh, that one's dead, definitely.
Okay.
Which one did you... 3? You had the one right in front of you, I assume?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, real dead.
What do you
real dead. It's like a little purple splash.
Oh, great.
Nice.
She
cleaved. You hit the other guy, Tim.
Oh, yeah, you got to cleave, yeah.
Yeah, you can...
You just don't add anything to it. It's just a...
is it the same attack that she rolled with?
It's just you turn and hit the other guy, too.
But I'm saying, does...
Another attack
does
roll?
Does it roll for the damage?
It's another attack roll.
Oh, that's a good question.
It is another... It's definitely another attack roll.
Yeah, it's got to be. Great axe. You can make another melee attack.
Okay, yeah. So you have to roll attack then. Different damage.
17.
Damn, it's rolling much better than the big one.
Nice.
It's just a straight... No, you don't add to it.
Just a straight 8.
Straight 8.
Which one was that?
Number 2.
2.
Okay.
Cliff, can I use the big one?
Yeah.
He likes the big one.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
I do like this set, though.
It's a great set. It's my favorite one.
Smiter, since he still has Hex, is going to transfer that to number 2. Actually, he's going to transfer it to number 1 and hit it. Okay, thank you.
Oh, give me a second. Shut the fuck
I'll
up.
I'll fill in. Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
All right, what were you doing? Could you say... What were you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm transferring Hex to number 1.
Okay.
And...
Nat 20.
I mean, Nat 20. 12 points. 12 hit.
Yep.
Ooh. Fucking... Things suck, dick.
Fucking wrecking ball.
Not great.
Oh, my God. 5 points of damage.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
Which one won?
That was a great swing by me, everyone.
Is it 1 or 2? Because it doesn't
matter. 2 green is left.
Okay. Okay, that was Smiter.
Yeah.
All right, now the
big thing
kind of moves in front of the last remaining... Protect it, like pushes it behind it.
Ah.
So he's going to push green behind him?
Yeah. And he is going to attack.
Opportunity attack?
Ooh.
Yeah, well, no. Well. We're just going to. Okay, so he's going to occupy this. Yes, you would get an opportunity attack.
Oh, yeah. All right, so one of you guys gets it.
Yep, yeah. 15.
Okay.
Do you guys smell marijuana?
No.
8 points.
He's dead.
Shut up, Narc.
So he's like, ooh. So he's pissed. That's how you can tell.
That's how you can tell.
All right, so he is going...
We come in peace.
We come as he shits. He just destroyed all his friends.
He's rolled up.
All right, he is going to attack you with two attacks. Miss. God damn, natural one. So I'll just say he does.
Do people get a short rest in this thing?
I won't count on it.
Now the spell slot's back and my Hexblade's curse if I use it.
Okay, he does a couple points to himself.
He hurts himself?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cliff's throwing himself off his deck.
He wants to go see those fucking squirrels.
He's like, oh, there they are. Yeah.
They're doing it. All right, Ray, it's your turn. Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
Eldritch Blast.
As much as the Hexblade's only using Eldritch Blast this game. Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got two tanks now.
Ugh. 24. That is a hit.
For 9 points of force damage.
What are you using? Your Eldritch Blast?
Yeah, and I moved my, as a bonus action, I moved my Hex to him.
Okay.
for an additional 2 points of necrotic damage, although I'm sure that doesn't do much to a stitched together
no,
human wound.
It's all good.
It's all good. Wait, hold on, let me make sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's the new one, isn't it?
What is it? What was it? Total?
Oh, shit. It was two
it was
necrotic 11. And
okay.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, 11 total.
Okay. Okay, it is Pius's turn.
Alright, make a wisdom saving throw.
Super wise.
This will be the wisest fucking
actually, no, it's a magical attack, right?
No.
Yeah, it is. I need to make it.
Three.
Okay.
I have not rolled above
the dead.
Four.
You hit every time.
Every time.
But
you hit 12, yeah.
Okay. Barry's turn. This gets going.
Poison spray. Poison strike. Firebolt.
He doesn't do fire.
He better do fireball.
I don't know, man. 15.
On what are you doing?
Acid. The same thing I did last.
Poison. There's no. So is it acid damage or poison damage?
I think it's acid next time.
I don't think so.
Use that.
I think it's poison.
I think it's acid.
Okay.
Just try
acid
it.
Splash.
Yeah.
Yep. It's acid splash. What's the damage?
That's fair.
40.
Acid damage.
It's acid damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I'm sorry. They have to do a dexterity, don't they? Yes. Dexterity. I'm sorry. They have to beat a 14 dexterity. Shut the fuck up.
He did.
Shut up. Alright, nothing.
Alright, next time.
Alright, Val, go ahead. You can get advantage on him.
Do this. So, 13. Is that a
15
plus
5?
So,
13.
18.
Roll against you, get a 20.
Nope.
No.
12,
oh,
nice. Down. 15.
Okay.
What'd you hit him with?
Max.
Yeah, the ground axe.
You see
how much damage?
15.
Okay, as you swing and you hit the thing, and a big gash appears.
Yeah.
When you take your weapon out, the
yeah.
gash closes.
What the fuck? Do I need my surge?
No. Because your regular attack didn't seem to do anything for it. Alright, it's Smiter's turn?
Yep.
Alright, he's going to hit it, and well, miss it, even with advantage. Excellent.
He may have an advantage.
Okay,
it's... better off
awesome.
Trying to help.
They want to switch to the Warhammer, and you can also
oh,
push
shit.
It back.
Like,
I'm
not a
Warhammer. He's like Smiter, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, it's turn.
It's turn. It is going to attack Smiter, obviously.
Oh, man.
Obviously!
It's not intelligent.
It has two people.
That's a miss.
You shit.
That is also a miss.
Ah,
oh,
no.
That's his thing, too.
No, it
multiple
isn't.
People can have the same
they
thing.
Cannot have the same
Rayan.
Thing.
Rayan.
Eldritch Blast.
All right.
Nat 20. It was almost an 8, but it rolled over to the nat 20.
Nice. For you.
It was a...
Ew.
Nice.
I got good beat.
16 points of 4.
20
to
altogether.
20
points so 20 points
okay.
of force damage plus 6 points of necrotic. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby
okay.
at all. 26
points of damage.
A level 4?
Alrighty.
It doesn't kill it?
No.
It doesn't kill it, no.
Oh my god. Does it look worse for the wear?
Not really.
It can't look any worse.
It looks pretty bad, but it doesn't look any worse than it did when you...
You got a stick to bludgeoning or magical damage!
Well, that was magical damage.
That's what I'm saying. So, put your swords away.
Mine's a magical sword.
Just relax, bro. Then I'm not talking to you. It's a general PSA.
Eldritch Blast the Bush is a free action.
Oh, my God.
No berries
yes,
for
I
you.
At advantage?
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Pius.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
Nope.
I'm telling you.
Man, 11 points of necrotic damage.
Wow, finally.
Yeah, right? Alright, Barry.
Good?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to do the exact same thing I've been doing. Please roll a dexterity check.
Natural 20.
The most dexterous, ponderous thing.
I might as well try to hit it and see if that's
really not.
She's going
to switch to the Warhammer.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to switch over to your Warhammer? All right.
Okay.
She's switching to Warhammer.
Yeah.
Warhammer.
Warhammer in effect.
That does 2d6.
1d8 plus 3.
No, 1d10 if you're using two hands.
If you're using two hands, 1d10, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, it is versatile, yes.
Of course it's fucking versatile.
She's a great weapon. Why would she have anything but a great weapon?
Jesus Christ.
Stupid.
You can roll advantage.
Right. I rolled advantage.
Oh, thank God. I have a little stress.
Don't thank him yet.
Nice.
Okay. Now you
do that. I need a d10. Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
This one. It's a d10. I mean,
what is it?
9.
Nice.
Okay,
you actually gave her 100. But
you smack it with the Warhammer in the chest,
yeah.
And it caves
in. Plus three.
Okay.
caves in a little bit further.
It caves in a little bit further, and then it pops back out like
yeah,
nothing happened.
This motherfucker.
Oh, that's
magic
unfortunate.
And
all right, so it's Spider's turn. All
right, he's gonna hit it. Does a 16 hit?
Yes.
All right,
very
I'm,
hard not to hit.
He's going
to
not bop. I mean, I can roll the damage for his longsword, then he's going to smite it. So all right. 2d8 radiant damage.
Okay.
Does that all roll together? Does it all become radiant damage
no.
on a spike?
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Well, we got a new ruling.
Nope.
11 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
Oh, and it gets a necrotic damage because I still have hex.
Okay.
That was not in the thing. 5 more points in necrotic damage.
Nice. So
okay.
You nail it with radiant and then necrotic. Yeah. You're getting all the bases.
You guys are doing pretty good against this. I didn't think it was going to be this easy. So he's going after Smiter again.
Oh my god, come on!
Okay.
Fuck. Excuse me.
Alright, that's probably a hit. Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Barry, quick, shove some berries in my mouth.
Oh,
well, that one's not mine.
12 points of damage.
Don't die on me!
It's Ryan's turn.
I'm actually going to do Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Very close.
Dude, if I had done Hexblade's Curse, that would have been a crit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's
okay. I didn't know if there was other
damage. Well, there's going to be other damage.
So, 25.
Okay.
Plus... Or I'm sorry, not plus. So 13 plus 2,
15. Wow. Okay. Now it's starting to look pretty rough.
Nice. You look like a bitch.
All right, dude. Call the dead wisdom saving throw.
Looks like your stitches are coming apart, bitch.
It doesn't understand you.
It's alright, doesn't still say it.
He tries to talk to the bush, and he's like, wait, a bush can't understand me.
I can understand this.
Wisdom saving throw.
Jesus Christ.
Get this fucking, it doesn't matter.
Oh, wow. Almost.
I don't like this spell.
It is Barry's turn.
Okay. I'm going to move over here. And then I'm going to do Acid Splash.
Why don't you just hit him with the cold spray?
Because it doesn't really do anything.
That's
if
the
I 12. What?
That's the 12 that I just threw in here.
Oh, thank you. Yep. So this one has a...
Oh my god!
All my cantrips are only 1D something, right? So I might as well do
1D's nuts.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ, man.
That 2 drops.
We gotta take you to the hospital. You seem to have problems with your nervous system.
That weed is fucking with you, man.
I'm fine.
They call that tardive dyskinesia.
You're a tardive.
22.
It's a hit.
You're a tard if you keep dropping things.
I said tard.
9 poison.
He's dead.
Yay!
I did not think you guys were going to make get out of there unscathed.
That was actually quite easy.
Fucking
it
easy.
Was.
Who needs berries, baby?
It's all in the fucking rolls.
Can you give me three of those berries there?
We have 4 berries left.
After those 3?
No.
It's all about the fucking rolls.
It really is.
So,
Amoroso or nothing.
He's close to back up.
Dude, if you roll well, Eldritch Blast is just overpowered.
Oh, yeah. It can.
I mean, it is. Especially when you get to level 5, then you get 2d10 instead.
And then eventually you get to push people back with it.
So,
it's like...
So attached... can I read the description now, please?
Hold on,
we're talking about
spells.
Does anybody want my last berry?
No,
hold on to it in case we need it.
If... Hold on. Ruling for the DM.
Sure.
If someone goes down, can he shove a berry into their mouth to heal them?
You cannot berry rape someone.
But what if we all agree right now?
Because he'd have to chew for him, too.
That's okay. Then it's his action.
No. He cannot. If someone goes down, he can't squeeze a berry in his mouth.
Even if we all agree.
What if he secretes a little sap into the mouth?
No, someone has to take it and
that's just a free
someone has to take it willingly. You can't.
I will
just
take it willingly.
No.
I'm saying right now, Rayan will accept.
You cannot give consent in that state.
I am giving. It's
nope.
Like, it's like a DNR, right?
No,
that's
like saying, I will have sex with anybody.
No, it's not. It's much
no,
closer
it's
to a DNR.
No.
It's like a DNR, man.
It doesn't work. It does not work. Yeah, you have
mine's
to.
Mine's a DNLD. Do not let die.
Yeah.
It has to accept
it's an
it willingly.
Inverse DNR.
Accept it willingly.
DNLD, man. I accept it willingly. Put it in my mouth.
Accept it willingly.
That's what she said.
Legally, if they're unconscious.
Put your berries in my mouth.
They can't say no either.
What?
Let's all do. Right.
Do these things have anything on them?
Labeling twice for yes.
Can I read the description of the room?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
She's having a stroke.
Attached to the walls in this chamber are three sets of chains and manacles designed to hold large creatures. A staircase rises to the deck amid the crates, barrels, and broken bits of equipment. Moving among the detritus are the dead things that
what
you saw.
What the fuck's a detritus?
Detritus.
It's detritus.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just saying that
I was just asking what it was.
Yeah. So, oh my god. The thing was stitched together from goblin, dwarfs, and reindeer.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Which part was reindeer?
Santa?
The antlers. Just the antlers.
Just the cock.
Yeah, the big giant reindeer cock.
Pius is ripping it apart. Look at all the different stuff in this one.
It's making really disgusting squishy sounds. Yeah. And it's like kind of rotten too. Like it's not.
You don't want this liver, Val.
I wish I could.
I found four of them. None of them are good.
Such abundant organs.
He's got so many duplicates.
So here's the fucked up part.
That wasn't.
Oh, the stitched together reindeer beast wasn't.
It was. It was
part.
A gay monster.
No,
and now they're coming after us.
I don't even know what to do here with this because I don't want you guys to have these, but it is in the book.
Oh dear.
So you in the crates,
yes.
As
yes.
You as that you walk through, there are six laser rifles.
Oh yeah!
Which I was just talking about. Why the fuck are there laser rifles?
Big Bean. Before everyone got here, he was looking at D&D Beyond because they had a antimatter rifle, and you're like, "What the fuck is that for?" And then we talked how the laser rifles that were underneath of it were at least slightly better.
Yeah.
But I guess, laser rifles.
Laser rifle.
I love it.
Do we have to be proficient with those?
I'm looking it up now, because I've never fucking...
Hold on, let me pause, because I have to pee.
I'm adding it to my
we were like,
list
there's
right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're taking them.
All right, we're recording, so don't say anyone's name.
Okay. Fag.
I'm not going to tell you guys again, I just changed mine.
We're not saying you are. Jeez.
I'm not implying it's a bad
thing. Well,
you don't
think I could be?
You could be, yeah. I think you're a very sexy man.
Thank you.
Well.
Get some of that semen in your beard. Super hot.
Aye, aye, Captain.
That's where I do it, right in the aye, aye.
That
used to be a thing. Speaking of fetishes, sorry. There used to be
nobody
this
was talking to fetishes.
Coming into women's eyes.
Yes, you've seen that, right? Is it just me or have
no.
You
yeah, there's definitely a thing.
That's a fetish.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why that is a fetish. Like, what is that?
Yeah, I know.
You would girl like keep their eye open and what is
that's
that?
That's what I like. The coming on the face is like
yeah.
What is it? Don't get you anything. I'm game. I'm done.
I don't care where it lands.
You want to come on my face? I just whatever.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
That's
fine.
I think that's about the humiliation aspect.
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah.
The eye.
Yeah, they pry it open. Like,
no, stop.
Yeah, I'm serious. It's the thing.
Yeah,
I think you should.
And she's like, stop, let's watch.
I don't believe you. Show me.
I want to see how far everybody makes it through the. Alright,
that's pretty hot.
Oh, I've seen it.
Huh?
Yeah,
see
we've all seen it.
We've all seen it. It's you see it scrolling through.
Yeah, you watch it enough. Yeah.
You didn't feel that way about the mugs and the chicks and the...
No, of course I did not.
Two chicks in a mug.
That's something you have to really look for. Like, you're not going to find that on
that's
the homepage
front page
of Pornhub.
Yeah.
Two girls in a cup is what it is.
Thank you.
Not two chicks in a mug.
Two chicks
in a mug. That's a different one.
You know, two chicks in a mug.
That's from the alternate reality.
It's like the Seinfeld episode.
All right, so what are these laser rifles still? We
look at the okay, so you found one of the crates contained six laser rifles. Three of the rifles have been partially dismantled and are non-functional.
Oh.
The other three are intact, and each one contains an energy cell that reads it can be fired 30 times.
Not 50 you said 50
times.
Before,
I saw it in the DM's manual, not canon. All right,
so there's three laser rifles. Each can be fired 30 times.
An energy cell cannot be recharged.
Can we grab energy cells from the dismantled ones?
So, wait, hold on, stop.
Hammer time.
So
dude, I say that every time Google rings, I go, stop. They go, hammer time.
Figuring out how to fire and reload a laser rifle, requires two successful intelligence checks.
Oh.
One to figure out how to fire it, and another to figure out how to load it. Each time a character makes a check, compare the check to the figuring out alien technology table in Dungeon Master.
But it's got 30 rounds to begin with.
I'm going to say if you figure it out once.
If someone figures it out,
then they can.
What do you need to be able to fire them? What kind of. Do you need to be able to have martial weapons?
You have to be at least able to fire a heavy crossbow.
Is that a martial weapon?
Yes.
Okay. So, Pius doesn't have martial weapons.
Okay.
But can he figure it out?
No.
Rayan can.
And you could.
So, hold on. Before you figure it out, could we be able to define the energy cells in the other ones? Or
it doesn't say. I would assume yes, because they're partially dismantled. They're just not functional. So, I would say that there's each of those has 30 rounds. So, you'd have one clip that has 30 rounds and another clip that has 30 rounds. So it'd be 60 total rounds, but you'd have to figure out how to reload it.
Who could even fire these?
I can't.
You could.
I know Pius can. And you can. You're a fighter. They can do everything.
I'm ready. That's
all right. Well, we get three of them.
How many of them are in total?
Well, hold on. There's three.
There's three that are built and three that are dismantled.
We're going to lose a rifle fucking everything.
First off. You have to do an intelligence check.
Smiter just starts firing. Just firing on.
Stop! Stop!
Look at this!
How
much fun!
Like we're in
seven. My God. You don't even shoot anything. You waste all the
money. Yeah, we got on our ATVs and we start firing on.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Anyway, go ahead. Can I give him a help?
So, okay. Here's figuring out alien technology. If you roll an intelligence check 9 or lower, one charge or use is wasted. And you have a disadvantage on the next check.
Okay.
What are we checking?
You have to figure out how
you
to get
figure
it
out how to fire it.
What does he have to beat? A DC?
DC.
Said if it was a 9 or lower.
DC 15. I don't want to have to fucking roll to see if you can fire the weapon every goddamn time. That's stupid.
Wait, is that every time you do it?
That's what it says.
I feel like if you do it once,
you
have an idea as to how it works.
I'll tell you what. We'll do it. If you do it three times. You figured it out totally. Like, we'll just say that first time you're like, okay, I think I got it. Second time, it's like, all right, I'm getting there. Third time, all right, now I got it.
Yeah, why would you forget how to fire the weapon every time?
Oops.
I don't know.
Like,
that's how
terrible would alien technology be if it wasn't repeatable?
Right?
Remember that old
I don't
saying,
get that.
If you're not on a bike for a while, you'll totally forget how to use a bike?
No, that's not the same. That's the opposite of the same.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Okay, so let's do... And by the way, Dixie, we all know what you're doing. Every single person knows what you're doing. We know those aren't real glasses.
I'm obsessed right now. I can't help it.
You're like just staring blankly at us as we're talking.
I'm multitasking.
No, you're not.
I am. That's why I asked how many were put together.
We all knew. You can continue. We don't care.
No.
It's just we know what you're doing. We know.
My secret is out. It's not worth it anymore.
It's like when a toddler goes to the corner of the poop and you ask them.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you
pooping?
I was pooping
no.
in the corner just
nothing.
Oh. And then they get upset. How dare you accuse me of pooping
How
in the corner?
So do we have to do this now?
You can do it now. You can do it later. But
Let's
if you want to figure it out, you have to do it
Let's
at
do
some
it.
Point.
Now.
So right. you
So what would Rayan have to do to figure this
you
out?
You would have to fire it. First off, you'd have to fire it three times. And then when you go to load it, each time you load it, it's a check.
But it's got a 30-round mag in it?
It's got a 30-round magazine in it, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm not worried about reloading it right now. So let's. So I'd have to fire it three times to get a grasp on it.
Right.
That sounds so fucking dumb.
But it's a DC, it's an intelligence check, right?
It's better than what the book says. The book says the book says you have to do it every single time you fire it.
Is there someone more intelligent that can figure this out and then maybe
help?
No.
Pious, but he can't fire
it. You can't fire it for someone. You have to figure it out.
No. But someone figures it out and then goes, no, you have to do this, and then you roll an advantage type thing. You know what I mean?
I'll say if someone else figures it out, you only have to do it twice.
I figure it out.
Well, I have intelligence.
Yeah,
but
you can't fire it.
Oh, but I can't just look at it?
No. Otherwise, Pius would be the
What if he watches me use it? And then he goes, oh, you're doing this wrong.
No.
Why Pius? I have plus four, bitch.
Oh, yeah, right. All
right, so what do I have to beat?
You have to... If you get nine or lower, it uses a charge.
Okay.
Right? If you get 10 to 14, it's a failure, which is fine. You don't waste a charge.
Okay.
15 to 19, you get a success.
Right.
And if you roll a 20 or higher, you have an advantage on the next check.
All right. Let's figure it out. Baby. Nine.
Yeah.
Okay, you fail and you use the charge. So now it's down to 29. Right there, I'm 29.
We'll just, 29.
Well, I mean, you have to
check. Write it down.
He's so fancy, he does math in his head.
14.
I can keep track of us.
14, still a failure.
No, that was
you didn't waste the charge.
Oh, you got a...
No, I have a minus one. One.
Okay.
27.
That is just
so he's
still,
losing on the other one.
Still,
it's not a nat one.
It's fine. It's still a failure.
So now he's
so you use a charge every
18.
Time you roll.
Okay. 18
no.
success.
Between
and then you got to do it one more time.
And 15.
And you get advantage on this.
You don't.
No.
You lost a round.
Wait, no, you don't get advantage on this.
No, now you're on 27.
Hold on. Every time he rolls, does it use a charge?
No. It only if it's
only
nine
if it's
or lower,
not, if it's,
it's a charge.
So I've lost three.
No, you've lost one because you rolled a two.
You lost the
first
one. Lost
three.
First one.
So
I'm at 27.
Right.
Yeah.
Lost
another?
26.
12, I don't lose one.
Correct.
Nine?
I lose one.
So 25. Uh-huh. Four.
No, 25.
18.
There you go. You figured it out.
Cool.
No.
No, no.
So,
one more.
One more.
Yeah, one more. Nope.
24.
Lost one.
25, I mean.
Lost one.
24.
Didn't lose
one.
Yeah.
24 still.
Didn't lose one. Lost one.
23.
Lost one.
22.
Got it.
Yeah!
Woo! All
right, so
you were like, that. You were like.
Oh.
So I have what, 23?
You have an extra stall, so you have 52.
Not really, because
no.
he has
this
to figure out how to
the
load
current,
it.
Yeah, this is only the current
how many
magazine. I'll worry about the other, swapping the mag later.
It's fine.
All right.
How many are available?
There's three.
There's two
magazines.
More left. There's only each one of you would have an extra magazine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right,
so now it's
is it 24 rounds on a hand?
22.
No.
Yeah, you went down.
Yeah.
You had 22. You missed
yeah.
a lot.
Okay.
All right. So now Smiter's watching him and he's like, "All right, I think I got it."
I'd like to assist.
So two.
Shall we get?
He gets two.
Okay.
You get the. He has to win two.
So he has a negative one as well.
Yeesh.
Nine.
Nope. Waste a round.
One.
This
waste a round.
15.
You don't miss.
You
don't,
no,
you don't
that's a success. That's one success.
Oh, that's right. 14.
Yep.
Oh, 16.
All right.
Cool.
You figured it out. So you have 28.
Hold on. So, all right. So go ahead. You do yours.
Ready?
What's your intelligence? I think it's a 10.
I have a 0. Yeah, it's 10.
Okay. So you don't have
smart.
A negative.
Plus 0.
Smarter than these guys.
You're pretty good.
Hey, you're a smart guy.
I'm
smart.
Fredo.
I'm afraid of.
We're not adding anything, right?
No.
Right.
So 16.
That's success. You only need to make one more.
Nice. Nope. 29.
Two.
That's 29.
14.
Okay, you don't lose one. Still 29.
11.
Yeah.
You don't lose one. Still 29.
18.
Yeah. All right,
you figured it out. You have 29 shots.
So, and then an extra charge.
And we each have an extra round.
an extra magazine.
But when you go to load the magazine, you have to try.
You gotta figure that out.
And
each,
it's the same thing. If you fail to load it, like, and it's 9 or lower, you lose a charge.
So
what am I starting with? 27?
29.
Okay.
And you have an extra 30.
And I'm going to say that requires 3 rolls no matter what. You don't get advantage.
What kind of attack bonus do we do for this? Is proficiency plus dexterity?
It's your,
according to this, it's plus dex.
Yeah, if you're, it would be your dexterity.
And if you're proficient, you get that too. Right?
If you're proficient in...
Well, we're proficient in the weapon.
I don't have any dexterity, god damn it.
Yeah,
you
so
not.
You're 2.
But you should have some dexterity.
It's plus 0.
Oh.
Let's go, baby.
So, and it's a 3d8, right?
Yeah. It's 3d8, yeah. Which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's a... what's the range?
It's
100 is normal. Over 100 to 300 is a disadvantage.
Yeah. No. The range is 40 to 120.
It's way off from what you just said.
No, I'm sorry. 100 to 300. You're right.
Okay.
He just wanted me to be wrong.
I apologize.
Can you give me the disadvantage and advantage? Or is it just 100?
Up to 100 is normal.
Yeah.
Anything from 101 to 300 is a disadvantage.
And then you can't do anything after that.
Okay.
All right. So,
these are cool.
And I get a plus 1 to that for it being my
Is anyone just going around like shooting it a couple times because it's so cool?
No.
Okay.
But Bias is going to collect some of the other stuff.
The parts?
The parts.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like,
all
maybe
the parts
this is pretty good.
Yeah. Smart. We can always sell it or something later. Or
he was
going to
keep it for God, yeah.
For his God?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty smart.
Bring it to the chat.
You get an inspiration token.
Yay!
I said it at the same time.
It's not your
Did we get to? Yeah, but I suggested it.
Eat shit, loser.
No, I didn't. He said it first.
No, we said it at the same time.
If time were gone.
Did we not say it at the same time?
We live in.
All right, Crimea River. He gets it.
God damn it. He already has one for his other character.
Crimea River.
I'm so inspired. This is bullshit.
All right.
Leave it. Fucking thing. This is my fucking thing. Even when you make your god, it's not real.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So where do spells come from?
All right, so the interior doors of this place, each one is a fleshy sphincter that opens.
It's got meat flaps.
It's big meat flaps. Yeah, big fleshy meat flaps. That has a opens if someone approaches it within 5 feet.
Just like my meat flaps.
Just like a big old asshole that opens up. What
do you know?
Ready?
How your sphincter opens up if someone comes within 5 feet of you?
It does. Not mine. Maybe yours.
Mine does.
You also notice that it's fairly warm in here, but it's warmer than outside.
That's not saying much.
It's like 50 degrees, but as you've been in here for a little while, you feel it getting a little colder.
Mm.
Like it's starting to homeostasis.
Starting to run out of energy.
Yeah.
That's not what homeostasis means.
Homeostasis means it's equalizing with what's outside.
No, that means your internal is kept consistent. We are within homeostasis because our body temperature is the same, right? It stays at 90. Not that we get the temperature that outside is.
I don't know if you're right about that. Let me look.
If I'm right about that, I get the punch in the head.
Okay.
Oh my god.
It's going to be the best.
This is the sort of thing where Dr. Dickman's like fucking pissing him off because he's like a medical person. I think he knows what homeostasis is.
You're right, you're right. I
yes.
follow it. Yep, you are right.
Oh my
it's
god,
self-
he gets a punch in the head!
In the head!
Alright, let me take my glasses off.
No, put it back on.
No! That was not part of the deal!
I get to punch your head as is!
No!
I'll allow it.
No! Alright, go ahead. You punch me in the head.
Hey, you're too far away. I'll do it where you're sleeping.
Alright. Don't do it.
At advantage, then.
I'm gonna punch
you. Do get advantage.
I'm gonna punch you in your CPAP machine.
God damn it! That's so much
CPAP
worse than punching me in the head. You just broke my CPAP machine. Now I can't sleep.
Or breathe.
You struggle to breathe and die.
Oh, he's dead.
I killed him with one punch.
I'm like one punch man.
Bruce Lee.
Is that about the device just got destroyed?
Get owned, nerd.
Why is there a turd in it?
I shit in his CPAP.
I'll protect your CPAP.
I said if I was ever going to kill myself, the way I would do it would be I would have a... I would put a...
Bleach in your CPAP machine?
No. I would take a whole bunch of sleeping pills, and then I would put a fucking not arsenic. What's the other one?
Turmeric, hemlock.
Yeah.
The ones they put in teeth where you bite.
Oh, cyanide.
I would put a gel cap cyanide capsule in my CPAP so that when the gel cap.
This gel cap cyanide capsule.
I'll make it.
Amazon.
You can make a gel cap. It's easy. I would put that in my CPAP machine so that when I breathe it in, if the sleeping pills didn't work, that would kick in and kill me.
So you wouldn't jump from the third floor of a balcony?
No, I'm not stupid.
He doesn't have the balls to do that.
You're a big pussy.
How did he know that was going to kill him?
He did
it. I mean, he, I don't think he was like high.
Yeah.
So
erratic behavior.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't good at math.
Well, probably not. I mean, he was in a boy band.
9.8 meters squared per second. That's like 1,000 feet per second when you hit.
Per floor.
Then he jumps.
What?
Then he's bad at math.
That's not a. I'm like, that's not even close to right.
10 squared times 8, 9, 900 squared. All right, here we go.
All right, I'll hit the ground at 1,000,000 miles an hour. The whole earth is destroyed.
Ow.
Did you ever see those things on online where they say if a grain of sand is traveling at the speed of light and it hits the earth, it like destroys the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Destroys it.
Yeah.
Done.
I hope there's a grain of sand flying at the speed of light towards.
Well, they're
earth
meteors,
right?
I mean, yeah, because the amount of energy it would have would be insane.
But they don't go. They don't go the speed of light. They're like they're going like 13,000 miles.
I mean,
even
if you go 90% of the speed of light, it's a ton, like almost an infinite amount less energy,
right,
than a grain of sand going the speed of light. That's.
Yeah.
So my laser gun has 22 charges.
Yes.
You have 22 plus 30.
Lasers go the speed of light.
Yeah,
except in movies where you can actually see them.
50.
Which
pew.
You wouldn't. Yeah, you would. You would not see that.
And I gotta get my D8s. Oh, I have 3 D8s already.
But it looks cool.
It does look cool.
There any disadvantage if somebody's within 5 feet of us for the laser rifle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why they have the normal range.
What's
but
it's 100.
Up to 100 feet. No. You could shoot him right in the face.
Yeah.
Just say it. I'm asking. I'm
I mean, I don't see. I mean,
the
damage
type.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this: when you have a gun, if there's no disadvantage if you're right there.
It is damage type is radiant.
Ooh.
Oh, it's gonna be so good.
So good.
So good.
Fucking hate this.
We should have used these in Curse of Strahd.
Why don't I want you to have? Because it's
wanted to fuck that girl.
It's an overpowered weapon.
Yeah.
Super overpowered weapon.
So much fun.
All right.
It's like the overpowered rum that you've been drinking.
That's a lot of shots we have.
I know. 3d8. That's a that's.
And you can make it a packed weapon. You said.
It's a packed weapon.
So you get 3d8 plus.
And I get 3d8 plus 5.
And you're a fighter. You're a fighter, so you can shoot twice.
50
well, not yet. Next
round. No, she can shoot twice if does action surge. 4 times if she does.
Yeah.
Action.
It's gonna be so much fun. It's gonna be nothing like.
I would say don't overuse them.
Stop.
You know.
So it's
all the fucking
time.
It's a goblin.
Dude.
You're just blowing goblins' fucking head.
That would be equivalent
be so
to 12d8 for one attack for you.
It is what it is.
It's ridiculous.
Hit,
oh, it's gonna be so good.
You gotta hit, yeah.
Otherwise, you waste your bullet.
You do. You waste your shot if
action
you don't hit.
Action surge.
It's like a, I mean, it's just like a wand. Okay.
Right.
Let's do this.
All right. So you guys are. You see that at the.
This is already turning into a good
session.
A good idea to come up with.
Thank you.
This thing.
I always try to make a good session for you guys.
Well, that usually doesn't work out.
It took until 6 o'clock on Saturday to
become
a big session.
Wow.
It's
we were having a terrible time. We were talking.
Oh my god!
Why you were in the
show? Why? just tell me I should change some stuff.
It's been 5 years. Yeah, all terrible. Why'd you keep coming back? Felt bad.
Oh, this is so much worse than if you just told me the first time.